The projects were approved between 1996 and 2007. They're located around Prince of Wales Island, as well as on the Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Juneau Ranger districts. In a lawsuit over four of the projects last August, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Forest Service needed to better explain its analysis of deer habitat. That ruling covered the Scott Peak and Overlook projects near Petersburg, along with Traders Cove near Ketchikan and the Sodanik project near Craig. Larry Edwards is a forest campaigner for Greenpeace and Sitka, one of the litigants in the suit.
We wrote the Forest Service after that decision was made and informed the Forest Service that there were a number of other timber projects that had the same problems with the deer modeling as those four, and that those should be reanalyzed under the court order as well. And the Forest Service has just told us that, yes, they agree they do need to go ahead and reanalyze those other projects.
The Forest Service is required by the National Environmental Policy Act, called NEPA, to publish anticipated impacts on national forest land from logging. The agency uses a mathematical model to assess different areas of the forest and how many deer the forest land can sustain. That deer model takes into account things like elevation, tree cover, and other factors that can make it easier or more difficult for the animals to survive a snowy winter. The Forest Service changed its methods for estimating deer habitat after these projects had been approved. Greenpeace and Cascadia Wildlands challenged the four timber projects and the agency's approval of them using the old deer model. The groups argue that the agency has been overestimating good deer habitat and underestimating the impacts of timber harvest in the project planning. Edwards expects that will show up in this reanalysis.
We do have results from modeling that was done for the 2008 forest plan for the wildlife analysis areas for each of these projects. And the results from that modeling shows far lower deer carrying capacities than was done in the original modeling for these projects. So we expect that there will be a need to supplement these NEPA documents, NEPA documents being environmental impact statements and environmental assessments.
Edwards says his group is happy the Forest Service has agreed to do the additional analysis. The agency has already sold some of the timber. Some of it's already been logged, and other sales are under contract with logging companies and slated for harvest. Edwards estimates the projects cover a total of about 200 million board feet. Annual harvests on the Tongass in the past decade have ranged from one quarter to one eighth of that amount. Tongass Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole sent a letter to Edwards in February outlining the agency's plan for taking another look at the projects in two phases. First up will be timber that's already been sold, along with sales that the agency hopes to offer this year, and the four projects covered in the court ruling. The agency says it does not currently have plans to offer timber from seven of the projects, but will do reanalysis for those when it does.
We're not anticipating that this work is going to have a significant effect on our current timber sale program on the Tongass.
That's Ted Shank. He's a staff officer for wildlife, subsistence, and planning on the Tongass. He says the review work is already underway. An agency team is looking systematically at the timber projects and their completed environmental documents for the individual projects. Shank says the work involves comparing geographic information system data before and after logging and what that means for deer habitat.
Then when we get the computer outputs in terms of number deer per square mile at different time periods, and we'll be looking at probably 1954, somewhere around when the NEPA was done, and then after treatment to see what kind of changes there would be in the capability of the landscape to support deer at those different dates. And then we would compare that to what we had done in the original documentation.
Analysis for the first group of projects could be done by late July or early August. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.